You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, that is a wrap for women's sports. If Megan Rapinoe actually gets her way. Now, Megan Rapinoe, near the end of her career, made it very, very clear that she wanted men to come into women's sports, identify as women, and dominate you. Yes, kind of funny how she actually decided to actually come out with that at the end of her career when she knew that she didn't have to compete against men. But now that Megan Rapinoe is retired, she has come back now to pretty much give the death blow to sports. Now, apparently the NCAA is actually weighing on whether or not to ban transgender athletes from joining the sport that doesn't match their biological sex. Megan Rapinoe is triggered. Now, I believe this all stems from the NAIA actually banning transgenders. They must compete with their biological birth sets, which is fair. And there's more women actually coming out and speaking out against transgenders actually beating them in their sport. It is completely unfair. But Megan Rapinoe is so despicable. She doesn't care about women. She really doesn't. She only cares about the woke agenda. We all know that. Megan Rapinoe has made no bones about it. And it's really, really crazy, man, that Beijing Biden actually gave Megan Rapinoe an award. Megan Rapinoe's identity is that she is a lesbian and that she is woke. Nothing more. She is a left-wing lunatic, folks. And we all know that. Well, here we are. Megan Rapinoe now is putting some heat on the NCAA to let men go over into women's sports and dominate. Let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Megan Rapinoe joins gay advocacy group's letter urging NCAA not to ban trans athletes from women's sports. You see, she wants to destroy women's sports. Yes, Megan Rapinoe, all you wokes out there that were fooled by Megan Rapinoe thinking that she was actually fighting for women. No, she's not. Megan Rapinoe is fighting for men. Here we go. A radical LGBTQ group has elicited the support of 400 athletes. That's insane, man, that you actually got 400 athletes, including Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird, urging the NCAA not to ban transgender athletes from college sports. The letter is sponsored by the LGBTQ sports advocacy group, Athlete Ally, Ally, were sent to the NCAA on Tuesday to support male-born athletes competing as women in college sports, NBC News reported. Quote, "We call on you to be on the right side of history and affirm that sport is truly for all of us." The letter signed by athletes, many of whom who are already retired, says, "Do not ban transgender women from NCAA women's sports." Okay, so all of these woke athletes are retired already. Funny how that works, right? Very funny how that works. In her own statement about the letter, Rapinoe pounces on advocates for saving women's sports from the incursions of transgender players, saying those who claim they are protecting women's sports do not speak for us and do nothing to protect us. Wait a minute. So Riley Gaines actually goes out there and says that, hey, women's sports needs to be for women. It needs to be fair. Megan Rapinoe says that Riley Gaines is not protecting women. Really? Wow. Quote, "The time is now for the NCAA and the nationwide athletic community to speak up and affirm that sports should be for everyone, including transgender athletes," Rapinoe added. Megan Rapinoe, why don't you just push for a transgender category? She knows it's not going to work. Because at the end of the day, man, these transgender athletes don't want to compete against each other. No, they want to target women. Pretty clear. Because remember, they actually started a transgender category. I don't remember what sport it was, to appease them. Nobody signed up. They did not want to compete against each other. In a response to the letter, the NCAA insisted that it would follow Title IX rules, and in a statement said that college sports are the premier stage for women's sports in America, and the NCAA will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition for all student athletes in all NCAA championships. Here's the problem, though. Joe Biden. Beijing Biden now has made some tweets to Title IX to where he's actually putting gender identity as a protected category in Title IX. Title IX was not used for that. Joe Biden now, because we know that he's down in the polls, man, he is definitely trying to appeal to the wokest of the wokes on the left. That's what he's doing, man. This is crazy here. It says Joe Biden's new changes to Title IX rules seem to make it clear that schools may not ban transgender athletes, even though the word transgender was studiously avoided by the rule changes. Despite the Title IX rules, though, nearly half the states have rules banning or limiting transgender athlete participation in state-sponsored schools. The NCAA has permitted some transgender athletes to compete in women's sports, but 2022 updated its inclusion rules to make trans participation a bit harder. The sports governing body changed its policy to a sport-by-sport basis instead of a blanket inclusion. Yeah, so there you have it, man. There you have it right there. Megan Rapinoe, man, is absolutely despicable, man. She really, really is. Megan Rapinoe does not care about protecting women. Megan Rapinoe cares about men. I'm starting to question now. Is Megan Rapinoe really, is actually a misogynist now? Seems like she is, because she's pushing for men to come into women's sports. That is really, really amazing right there, considering you know that Megan Rapinoe was one of the biggest man haters out there. She's attracted to women, but yet she wants to destroy women. Absolutely pathetic on the part of Megan Rapinoe, or Megan Wopinoe. She doesn't have to compete against the men. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.